7 after the hour, and you're into the Good Day Weekend program, which focuses in this hour and the next hour on medical news, information about drugs that you need to know, all kinds of updates, things that are important to your health and well-being, presented by Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is available right now at 888-553-7536. Dr. Kronhaus, a well-known cardiologist, practices down in Florida at Lake Cardiology, which is his office in suburban Orlando. Is certainly well-qualified, has all kinds of educational background and experience, so he's here to help you out. If you've listened to the program before, you know how patient he can be. But really, the request here is for you to tell your story and then ask the question. So try to summarize in your mind what you want to know, and then let's get at it so we can be of help to you and the thousands, tens of thousands of people who are listening, some of whom may have the same problem you do. 888-553-7536, among other things. We take your calls. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. You can send email to me. I'm Doug at dougsteffen.com. And we get to those as we can. The important medical news of the week. The I was trying to figure this out, actually. I saw this just out of the corner of my eye, Ken. Phobic anxiety. I mean, we ought to explain there are a lot of people who have anxiety, and there are a lot of people who, well, would you explain what this is all about?
This is a fascinating study. This is out of the PLOS-1 journal. It's a journal that usually goes over reviews of many different articles to come up with conclusions. And people, Doug, who are suffering from a common form of psychological stress, it's known as phobic anxiety. You spend a day with me, you'll see a lot of people with this. It's all too common, unfortunately. And these people, and this is consistent with what I've seen, may also experience premature aging. It's very interesting the way they looked at this. Scientists looked at telomere length in more than 5,200 women aged 42 to 69. And before your head explodes, telomeres are structures that protect the ends of chromosomes. They're like tips that are put on these woven threads, and you just put on each end a little nib that puts the threads together. These telomeres shorten as you get older, and shortening of the telomeres have been linked to increased risk, Doug, of cancer, heart disease, dementia, and death. And phobic anxiety was associated with shorter telomeres in the women. The differences in telomere lengths, listen to this, this is really amazing, for women with high levels of phobic anxiety compared to those without this type of stress disorder, it was similar to what is seen for an additional 6 years of age. So wow. Women who suffered from this major type of anxiety, their telomeres had shrunk as what would you'd see for aging 6 more years compared to a woman without anxiety.
Gee. Now, is this more, again, trying to sort of bear down into this, a question of male and or female?
Well, this study was done with women, so yeah. I would not be surprised if it also affected men, but I can't be critical of the way they designed the studies that were reviewed, but they only did them in women, and therefore we can't, what we call extrapolate, we can't advance these findings to men because we haven't studied them.
All right, 888-553-7536. Let's have a conversation with Bill, who's in Bristol, Virginia, listening to Good Day Weekend program. Bill, welcome to say hi to Dr. Ken. All you have to do is say, hi, Dr. Ken.
Morning, Dr. Ken.
Hi.
Close enough. What's on your mind, sir?
I have a couple of questions about a surgical procedure that I'm scheduled to have in a couple of weeks. Called, best I can pronounce it, is arterial cervical carcinectomy.
Surgery
on my neck.
You're having surgery on the back bones in your neck?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
And why are you having this? Have you had trauma, a motor vehicle accident, wear and tear?
They think it's from an injury to my neck several years, many years ago. And the symptoms I have, my hands and arms and legs have become numb, very, very weak in the muscles and severe pain in the joints. And my question is, after this surgery, what's your opinion that these symptoms will be relieved if the surgery goes well?
Wait, let me see where my crystal ball is. Is it in this desk or? you know, you're asking me what you can expect from the surgery and after the disectomy is done. And hopefully it's successful, and hopefully they'll be able to take away these discomforts for you. What if this? It's a little hard for me to speculate on what some other surgeon is going to do to you. I hope you asked this question of the surgeon.
I have.
And what did the surgeon? And obviously they didn't reassure you enough, or you wouldn't be calling me.
No.
Well, you're probably right. He could not guarantee that the symptoms would be relieved.
Well, 100%. Nobody can. You know, in the world today that we operate in, if I guarantee you a result and you don't get it, you know, you're looking for somebody to sue me. So we can't guarantee results anymore.
Now, I understand that. I was just wanted your opinion.
That is truly unfortunate, the state of medicine today, that because medical liability is such a huge aspect, a gentleman like you has to be scared before they have surgery. This is a reality, and this happens all the time. We have to read you the long list of every possible complication that can possibly occur, and I'm sure that that's what's happened, and that's why you're very frightened of this surgery, aren't you?
I'm concerned. I'm not frightened, but I am concerned, yeah. I hope that these symptoms will be relieved.
Bill, let me try and turn this around for you. I hope you got more than one opinion before you have any surgery on your back that isn't emergent, isn't urgent, life-dependent.
I have three opinions.
Do all three doctors recommend that you have the surgery?
They do, and they say that it's danger or the risk of not having it is just as great, if not greater, than having it.
Then, Bill, you have no choice. You have to get this done. I would find the most experienced surgeon operating on the neck near you. I would go in with as much hope as you possibly can. I want to congratulate you. It sounds like you've done your homework. You've done everything you possibly can. And just go in there with as much positive thought as possible. Get as much good rest and nutrition before your surgery. And just listen to the surgeon. Listen to the people who take care of you. Don't go to the hospital alone. Make sure somebody who loves you is there with you from the beginning to the time you leave. Make sure you understand the discharge instructions, any medicines, activities, any follow-up that you're going to need. If you don't understand it, make sure you have it. Make sure they write all that down for you. That's the best you can do, Bill, and best of luck.
Yes, sir. That's very good advice. Sounds to me like Dr. Ken, 16 at the hour, 888-553-7536 for your calls and questions to Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Stan, next in line from Kenia, Alaska. Yes, sir. Kenai.
Yes.
Kenai. I always got to pronounce it correctly.
Where's Kenia?
Kenai.
I had a question for the doctor. If he has ever heard of a something called Laetril. It has also is known as a vitamin B17, which is not listed anywhere. It has not been approved by the FDA.
Remember, it was used by Steve.
Isolate cancer cells and kill them
Steve,
off.
Steve McQueen tried it before he died. Remember that, Ken?
This is, I think, from almonds, and it's been touted as a cancer cure, and the problem is that it's never been shown to be safe and effective, and that's why Laetril's never been approved by Doug's favorite place, the FDA, and it was first isolated, I believe, in the 1800s, the early 1800s. It's been used in America since the early 1920s, and there were some studies that were done at Sloan Kettering in the 1970s, and it really was never shown to be convincing to be effective, and it lost its favorability in America. It really hasn't been used. How did you get this resurrected, Stan?
I have a granddaughter that's into health foods, and she turned me on to it. It's derived from apricot seed.
Yes, most doctors, most traditional doctors would consider this quackery. I'll cut right to the chase here.
Then it would not be a safe thing to use.
If you were my patient, a friend, or a relative, I certainly would not recommend it to
you. Is it it isn't safe, or is it that it doesn't do anything? Which of the two?
It has a type of poison in it, actually. I've had
the stuff that they use to treat most cancers is poisonous. If you look at
I know I've had about 8 chemo treatments.
Yeah, that's
I've
all poison.
Through the maximum amount of radiation for bladder cancer.
I think the major issue with this is that there is no effective benefit from it. So why take the chance at all that there may be any safety issues? Whereas with chemotherapy, yes. There may be some safety issues, but it's not going to be approved unless it does prolong life somewhat.
Either that or if the pharmaceuticals could make money.
Well, you know, we can all be...
Bingo.
We can go there, but I think that you got to believe something in...
Well, you got to believe in something because there's a certain amount of cover in it. There are plenty of examples, sir, of the FDA approving something that is bad for you. As a matter of fact, I think there's an example of that this week, if I'm not mistaken. And there are plenty of things that you can find.
Right, but wait a second. But they don't approve it initially because it was initially bad. It's because later on the lifespan of a drug, unfortunately, if we waited 20, 30 years to approve everything, the FDA would be criticized that they never approve anything because they're too concerned about safety. Yeah. So that these things are not approved because early on they're shown to be unsafe, but there's a natural life cycle of a drug, and you give it to enough people, you're going to learn things that you didn't learn initially.
All right, Stan, we have to scoot, but I think Dr. Ken has answered your question.
But a doctor who prescribes this for you will be in jail if the FDA knows about it in America.
Yeah, well, there are people who are selling raw milk that are in jail, too. And that's just because it's not FDA approved doesn't mean that it's not good for you. As a matter of fact, just the opposite. But there's a protection, just you have always said, and I agree that I have very little use for them because of the way they operate, not necessarily what they do.
They seek jail sentences for people who
use
this.
Yeah, I know. 21 past out, that'll make them all better. 21 after, Dr. Ken on the air.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Now, 24 after the hour, 888-553-7536. If you'd like an appointment with Dr. Ken Kronhaus in his office at Lake Cardio, after you've listened to him, you have heart issues and circulatory issues, 800-LAKE-CARDIO is his number, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. We continue along with your calls and questions for Dr. Ken. Willie is in Rome, Georgia. Willie, you're on now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Hi.
Hi. Ken, I was asking you about when I went to the hospital a few months ago, they said I had respiratory failure, and they put me in an induced coma for about 2 weeks, and when I came out of it, they said I had a heart problem, and so they stuck this thing down my throat to get a picture that says take a picture of it, and that couldn't tell them exactly what was wrong, so they sent me to Atlanta to get a MRI, and when they finally came back, they said I had a mass over it. And they probably would have to operate, but after further looking at it and looking at it, they finally figured out that they couldn't operate because they had some kind of leakage, and it was too close to the heart, the walls. And I was just wondering, had you ever heard anything else like that?
Okay, Willie, let me see if I can untangle this for you. It sounds like the first thing they did was called a transesophageal echo. They put an endoscopy tube down your throat to look at the heart from inside. And were they concerned that you have a mass or a tumor in your heart?
Yes.
Okay, this is actually cancer of the heart is not very common. The most common cancer is something called an atrial myxoma. Is that what you have?
No, they figured it out. Said it was probably just the blood had leaked out, and it was leakage.
Is that fluid around the heart?
Yes. So they put me on LASIK.
Okay, you have the heart sits in a sack. It's like putting a basketball in a big bag, and this sack is sealed. And usually, there's no fluid. This is a protective sack. And sometimes, for many different reasons, fluid can fill up this sac. It can be due to either a viral infection, too much inflammation in the body, or it can be due to cancer, low thyroid, tuberculosis, many, many different reasons. And sometimes this doesn't clear on its own, and we need to go in there and get it out of there and also to confirm what the cause is.
But if it's so close to the heart that they couldn't operate, they decided not to operate?
Well, I'm not sure what the indication was for the operation. Was the indication for the operation to get rid of the fluid?
The mass.
Well, I thought you told me there's no mass, so there is a mass.
They said it was a mass, yes.
Is the mass part of the heart or some other part of the chest?
Part of the heart.
Okay, so there is a mass in the heart.
Yes.
And is it in the upper chamber?
Yes.
All right, so it's probably a myxoma, Willie. And this needs to be watched. And it, and I guess you said there's a leak. There's probably a leak in the mitral valve, the valve in the upper chamber. And I guess they saw this with the MRI. And I would get a couple of opinions and make sure that this is not interfering with the function of the heart. If this gets so big, it can get in the way of the heart filling with blood, and that can be a serious issue.
Well, they say, I've got a murmur. They say I'll always add
a murmur. Yes, you'll have a murmur because that mitral valve is not closing. Absolutely. A murmur is an extra sound because the leaflets don't close and the blood leaks backwards.
And so then they put me on LASIK, they said, because it was fluid getting around it.
I guess there's just too much fluid accumulation. That'll help. But make sure they keep an eye on that. Get another opinion. And make sure that this doesn't grow too big, because if it does, it's going to need to come out.
888-553-7536 to be in touch with Dr. Ken. It's a summer weekend. Dr. Ken is here live every single weekend. Summer is here. A lot of things going on outside, a lot of things that are going on inside, a lot of people eating a lot of stuff, and maybe it's good for them, and maybe it isn't, Ken. But if it isn't so good, what do we recommend?
Well, we want to try and lose some weight. You want to stand up and make sure you're walking around. This is out of BMJ Open this week. You want to stand up, but I guess you want to talk a little bit about Prilosec. Do we have time?
No, we don't. Let's take a quick email. Dr. Ken, this is from Shelley. Doctors seem to be turning to specially approved applications, apps, I think is what he means, downloading apps to make hospitals and physicians more efficient. Do you have any apps that you use that are that make your life easier? Things that we all think about apps in our own personal lives, but do doctors use apps, download apps for their iPhones and iPads and stuff?
You know, I use some apps that are just available to physicians, actually.
Really? So there are special apps for
physicians? Absolutely. And,
oh, really?
And I'm not trying to be arrogant about this. The material is written in a language, that's why you go to medical school, your head would explode. So these apps are written specifically for physicians in language that we understand. But there are plenty of apps for people who just want to keep up and learn more.
So people can download apps to help themselves, like WebMD that you get online, that kind of stuff.
They all have apps.
Half past the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day Weekend program.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Is 888-55-DRKEN. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the air, taking your calls, a lot of medical questions. If you have something bothering you that has to do with medicine, your medical thing, maybe a friend's, relatives, whoever it is, it's the place to be. Help yourself. And in the meantime, as we're queuing up some other folks here, let us talk. You made reference earlier to Prilosec and why people would find it handy to have and use this time of year, Ken.
Exactly. This is something I find very helpful. Summer is here, Doug, and it means it's time for celebration and cookouts. Boy, did we enjoy the 4th of July here down in Florida. But according to a recent survey by Wakefield Research on behalf of Procter & Gamble's Prilosec OTC brand, Doug, barbecue season, it's the number one time of year when those with frequent heartburn who experience symptoms two or more times per week are likely to feel heartburn's effects. And due to their symptoms, 78% of Americans with frequent heartburn are not enjoying the things they love, things like happy hours, barbecues, and sporting events. But many people, they don't realize that they're experiencing heartburn symptoms two or more times a week, and they don't realize that this is not normal. If you suffer from frequent heartburn, consult your doctor and devise a treatment plan that's right for you. For my patients experiencing frequent heartburn, I recommend Prilosec OTC, just one tablet a day for 14 days. It blocks the acid that causes frequent heartburn, so you don't get heartburn in the first place. Unlike antacids that neutralize acid after the fact, Prilosec OTC, it shuts down many acid-producing pumps at the source. It's the strongest class of heartburn medicines available over-the-counter and works for 24 hours. I also recommend eliminating common triggers such as coffee, alcohol, and chocolates. And for more information, just visit PrilosecOTC.com. That's PrilosecOTC.com.
888-553-7536. Sharon in Jackson, Tennessee. How would you like to have a conversation with Dr. Ken?
I would love to.
Help yourself.
Okay. Hi. I was curious about, I go get tested a number of times. I've been tested for thyroid because they had me on thyroid medication, but it always comes back normal. So I quit taking it. Could that have any relevance with having a chronic sore throat, I mean, every single day?
So let me just back up a second, Sharon. Let me understand. So before you take any thyroid medicine, you get a blood test and your levels are fine?
Right.
So why did anyone put you on thyroid?
Because they said it was a little bit off.
So it's not fine.
Right. That's what they said. It was a little bit off.
So your thyroid levels come back a little bit low. I would imagine your so-called thyroid stimulating hormone is a little bit elevated.
Yeah.
So why don't you think you need thyroid replacement?
Well, because it was just slightly off, and so then they took me off of it.
Well, actually, you know, the diagnosis of low thyroid, hypothyroidism, is really more what doctors call a clinical diagnosis. Are you tired? Are you gaining weight unexpectedly? Is your pulse low? Do you get cold when everybody else is warm? These are the usual symptoms. Also, sometimes you'll get constipated. Your hair might be very dry and start falling out. Sometimes you'll lose the corners of your eyebrows. Are you having any of these signs or symptoms of low thyroid?
Yes, but I've got fibromyalgia, too.
Well, wait a second. Let's not diagnose.
Okay.
Let's just stick with one possibility.
Okay.
Because fibromyalgia is a diagnosis of last resort. But are you having any of those symptoms? You know, is your height a little short for your weight? Are you overweight?
I'm 10 pounds overweight.
Do you think that you deserve that based on your activity and your consumption of food?
No.
After 8 hours of sleep, are you still tired?
Yes.
Are you cold when everybody else is warm? Are you the one pushing the thermostat up higher so you get more heat in the winter?
Yeah, I'm the one with the blanket, okay. Even when it's summer.
Sharon, I mean, it sounds, and if your thyroid levels show mild hypothyroidism, you certainly sound clinic, you know, like doctors talk. You certainly sound clinically hypothyroid. And have you been to an endocrinologist?
A few years back, yes.
Well, I think you need to revisit that and go to another one now and get examined, and because it certainly sounds strongly possible that you have hypothyroidism and you need replacement. You may not need a lot. You know, just 25 micrograms of Synthroid may make you feel wonderful.
Well, what about the constant sore throat? Is that part of it?
How long have you had it?
For years. I've had it for about 3 years.
Uh-huh. So what are if you've had it for 3 years, it certainly sounds like you've been in the medical system. I would hope they've cultured it and nothing's come back.
They didn't think to culture it, but I have my doctor's appointment this week, so we're going to culture it.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, a lot of things can cause a sore throat, a viral infection, a bacterial infection. There are irritants around that can do it, low humidity, smoking, air pollution, yelling too much, nasal drainage, breathing through your mouth when you have allergies or a stuffy nose. Let me think some more. Stomach acid that backs up into your throat can do it. An injury to the back of the throat from a pointed object can do it. Some people even think chronic fatigue syndrome can cause this. Lots of different reasons.
Well, with fibromyalgia, that I'm chronically fatigued.
Well, I'm not so sure that you're chronically. Fibromyalgia is a diagnosis of last resort. When we can't find anything physical and you have a diffuse pain problem, it's often associated also with a sleeping problem. And you're just painful and tender everywhere throughout your body from head to toe.
Well, yeah, it's been 19 years. So.
But Sharon, uh-huh. I'm not so sure that it's not low thyroid is what your true problem is.
Well.
You know, the coolness, feeling cold, doesn't go along with fibromyalgia.
Right, right, right.
So that's why I'm concerned that you have hypothyroidism.
All right. So the next step again, Ken.
Endocrinologist, get your blood test checked and discuss all your symptoms. Make a list of all the things that I talked with you so you come prepared so that if they're busy, you'll use their time very effectively. You'll list all the symptoms and signs that I just went over with you. They'll be so glad. They'll think you're a wonderful patient.
And don't be put off by them either. Make sure they give you answers to all the questions you have. Thank you, Sharon. 888-553-7536. We move to Johnson City, Tennessee, where Steve is listening to the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken.
Good morning, Dr. Ken.
Hi.
I'm 56. I have type 2 diabetes, which I have under control. Blood pressure's good. I had that taken, I guess about 2 months ago, and it's a 123/78, which I think is good for my age. The thing is, for the past 3 years, I've had trouble with ED, and my physician gave me four sample tablets of something called Staxin or Staxin, and I haven't taken those yet.
What is that?
Sure. Staxin, I think that's what it's called.
Spell that for me.
I think it's S-T-A-X-I-N.
S-T-A-X-Y-N?
I think it's I-N. I don't have the box with me, but I guess it's one of those myriad of...
Right. It's a drug that's similar to all of the other Viagras, et cetera.
Now, I haven't taken those yet because I wasn't exactly sure what the side effects were. And actually, do those things work?
Do we think that your issue is due to blood flow?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's mental or I'm sure that the diabetes probably has something to do with it. But
absolutely. You know, more importantly, I hope you've had your heart checked. But this is similar drug to Viagra or Cialis. And it has the same risk profile, and it can cause a number of side effects. I could spend, there's probably 20 potential ones, and most of them will go away, but there's a long list of potential ones, and from headache to upset stomach, heartburn, flushing, stuffy or runny nose, flu-like symptoms, an erection that lasts longer than 4 hours. All of these are possible things. Blurred vision, dizziness, ringing in your ears, hoarseness, difficulty breathing or swallowing, fainting, hives, or rash.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I walk a mile a day, and I play tennis about twice a week. So, I mean, I don't think there's any heart problems there. I just wonder if...
Well, I would get checked. Steve, don't assume anything. You know, you've got diabetes. You've got erectile dysfunction. You need to get your heart checked and make sure the circulation to your heart's okay. Just because you don't have any symptoms doesn't mean everything's okay. You have enormous risk, which is much more important than the symptoms, your risk profile. And guys who have erectile dysfunction need to get their hearts checked because the same problems that cause the erectile dysfunction, the circulation problems, can be anywhere in the body. And the American Heart Association is urging now, and this is pretty much new information, any guy with erectile dysfunction, please get your heart checked because I can't afford to lose a single listener.
888-553-7536. How about we have Pat in Lancaster, California with whatever is on Pat's mind. Yes, sir, you're on with Dr. Ken.
Thank you, Dr. Ken, for taking my call. I need some help, please. About 04, I had back surgery. I think it was L1, S1. They put two rods in, screws, and fused it. The last few months, I've been having extreme pain in my hips, my legs, and a spot on my foot, like at the front. And like tonight, I worked 12 hours. And I'm on my feet most of the time, the whole 12 hours. And I can hardly get out of the car and walk in the house.
Pat, it sounds to me like you probably have a pinched nerve, you know, a herniated disc or sciatica,
yep.
Spinal stenosis. And that's probably what the issue is here. So you just need to get reevaluated you know, go to your friendly orthopedic doctor, surgeon, and just, not that you need more surgery, but this needs to be reevaluated. Sounds to me like it's a pinched nerve.
Okay, because it was, I remember he said the my left nerve was extremely pinched, and it hurt me for quite a while, even after the surgery, but then all of a sudden, you know, it started getting better with time. But now I'm back to where I'm in pain all the time. And
right. Worst case, you have a herniated disc, but I would get this looked at.
All right, there you go, sir. 888-553-7536. Let's see how Don's doing in Key West, Florida. Don, hi.
Good morning, Doctor.
Hi, Don. How are things down in Key West?
Pretty good. It's real hot down here.
Hi, Don. What can we do for you, sir?
Okay, my question is, I had my TSH checked, and my TSH was good. My T3, my T4 was good. But they discovered I got high peroxidase antibodies for the thyroid. So I went in for a ultrasound. The ultrasound discovered I have a nodular thyroid, a lot of little nodules in there. Now they want me to take a radioactive iodine uptake test. My question is, how is this dangerous? I'm concerned about the radioactivity on my thyroid.
Don, it's not dangerous. This is how they decide whether it's a cool or a hot nodule, whether it's a concerning kind of cancer or whether it's benign. I would urge you to get this done because untreated malignant thyroid cancer can kill you. And this is the way we determine whether it's benign or malignant.
888-553-7536. Steve is in Enid, Oklahoma. Hi, Steve.
Yes, sir.
What can we do for you?
Well, I just got diagnosed with leukemia.
What kind of leukemia, Steve? There's many, many kinds.
Yeah, that's what I was just talking to your, I guess, the producer with. They just told me I had leukemia, start with a B.
Well,
it was
leukemia.
Everything went blank.
Leukemia, see, right, you know, when you hear these things, you get so, it's just normal. You get so nervous and stressed out. You don't know what to ask, and you leave, and then you realize, gosh, was I an idiot? But you're not. You're a normal human.
Yeah,
Steve.
I was an idiot.
No, you're not. Just don't be mad at yourself. This is so normal. Anyone who's been in your experience knows that that's what happens. And anyone who's, you know, giving you a hard time over it has never been in your shoes.
No, the only person giving me a hard time is me.
Okay, don't.
I had like 1,000 questions.
Exactly. It's okay, Don. You know, it's
and
the shock.
And I didn't ask any of them.
Steve, it's the shock of the whole thing, and you just go into
a
brain fog.
In
there's nothing wrong with your brain. You're being normal. So you go home, you realize what they say, and you say, oh, my gosh. You know, and you have a ton of questions. What you need to do is give the doctor a, you know, leukemia is just a cancer of the blood-forming tissues that include the bone marrow and the lymphatic system.
Right,
so there's
right.
a lot of very different kinds. Some are not a big deal, but some are. Ask your doctor what kind you have and call me back next week, and I'd be glad to go over it with you.
888-553-7536. The Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. And if you want to send me an email, I'll be happy to pass along or certainly ask the question of Dr. Ken. It's Doug at DougStephan.com. Go to Dr. Ken's website. Check out the weekly newsletter. What's the highlight of the newsletter this week, Ken?
The latest news related to aging, Doug.
Sign up for it at DrKenshow.com or at DougStephan.com. Click on Dr. Ken's picture. You get the email address box there. Just put it in, and you get it every Friday.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen, and Dave McMahon, who's the founder of Solana Health, is here, the fellow who's responsible for Cardiol. We've been talking about Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, Cardiol, a wonderful product for months now. I've seen how effective it is in lowering both my cholesterol and triglycerides. Took 30 days, just as Dave said. I'm a big proponent of omega-3 fish oil. We have discussed that on this program. And underscoring the fact that all fish oils are not the same, Ken and I wanted to have Dave, the founder of Solana Health, back again to talk about the fish oil in Cardiol. Ken talks about the different gradients, and so have I, Dave. That is omega-3s, omega-6s, omega-9s. And then we also know there are different qualities. You bring in this product. Cardiol comes from Italy. So there are different sorts of things, and one would worry about contamination if they knew what really went into the other products that are available, right?
Yeah. I think as we've talked about before, there have been some reports just in the last couple of months that 10 of the big fish oil companies have actually been found to have contaminants in their fish oil, as reported by some independent testing agencies. And coming from Italy, we don't have that concern because by law, our product has to be tested because Italy, that's a requirement for their supplements. We just don't have that here in the U.S.
Are there any other things, Dave, that are being done to make sure that the fish oil is not contaminated?
Yeah, on top of that, we actually send each a sample of each lot that we make to it's called the International Fish Oil Standards Body. It's a nonprofit that's based in Canada. And so we send it to them. They test it using the strictest testing levels in the world, and then they publish it on their website. So it's public, and we really don't have any control. And we always receive a 5-star rating showing that we have no heavy metals, no PCBs, no plasticizers. So that's the extra step that we take to make sure that our product is pure and potent.
It's amazing what you can possibly pick up unintentionally when you take fish oil.
Yeah, absolutely. You really want to make sure your product is independently tested. because it's just not required in the U.S. to be tested. So you want to make sure someone else is looking at that product besides just the manufacturer.
And with fish oil, Dave, what you really care about is how much omega-3 is in the capsule. So how does Cardiol compare to a standard fish oil?
Yeah, Cardiol, along with, you know, the eight other ingredients that lower cholesterol and triglycerides, we've got 550 milligrams of omega-3. So that by itself is equal to three or four standard fish oil capsules, because we use a more potent form of omega-3 called triglyceride form. So we get about 70% better bioabsorption in the bloodstream compared to standard fish oils.
It is so complicated when our listeners try to read labels and figure out what they're getting with regards to their fish oil.
Absolutely. Yeah, you really have to pay attention. A lot of these fish oils will say, you know, 1,000 milligrams of fish oil omega-3, but you really have to read the back and the small print and see how much actual omega-3 is in that capsule. And again, most likely it's not going to be triglyceride form. There's only a couple companies that do that. It's much more expensive, but it's much more potent. Gets you more omega-3 in your bloodstream.
Well, there's a lot of the conflicting information that's out there is, you know, conflicting depending on who's giving you the message. This message is true and from the heart. Cardiol has nine natural ingredients. They all work together to reduce your cholesterol level, to reduce your triglycerides. And as I said when we got started, it happened in 30 days for me. It'll probably happen in 30 days for you. And because the folks that bring Cardiol in here are so confident that it will work for you, you get a free 30-day trial of Cardiol when you go online to cardiol.net/Ken. That's CARDIOL.net/Ken. And you click on Dr. Ken's free trial. What could be simpler? You'll pay $8.95 shipping and handling. That's the total deal. 888-809-6424 or online to cardiol.net/Ken. You want to click on Dr. Ken's free trial to get Cardiol to use for 30 days and see the triglyceride numbers go down, see the cholesterol numbers go down. Dave McMahon, thank you for sharing that information.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.